confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Always glad to have you with us, and always glad to enjoy the expertise of people like Sergeant Mullins and the NYPD SBA. They are doing a great job of trying to keep the men in uniform encouraged. It's just doggone hard these days. Because when you look at the numbers and you look at the statistics, it's not difficult to understand why the NYPD, and we haven't really talked about this in depth yet, but the NYPD has increased the number of people retiring 411% from this time 1 year ago. Same time period, apples to apples comparison, 411% in terms of early retirement that are being applied for. And as you were, if you were listening to this hour yesterday, you heard for the first time that the mayor has declined the right of the police academy to graduate its two next successive classes, hence slowing the number of cops that will be coming to the job for at least a full calendar year. So what do you make of all this? Let's talk about this with our next guest. She is a senior policy analyst and strategist for the Independent Women's Forum. And she also is a contributor in a number of places, including the Daily Signal, the Federalist, and, of course, Kevin McCullough Radio. Her name is Kelsey Bowler. Follow her on Twitter at Kelsey Bowler. You'll get a lot of information from her Twitter feed for sure. But she also edits one of the Bright emails each week, normally Thursday, but this week it ran on Wednesday. Kelsey, good to have you back. I was very touched by your writing about the violent crime wave. I never expect any of my guests to have read my piece in Town Hall on Sunday, but I covered it from a slightly different perspective. We've had 6 weeks to the day since George Floyd's murder. And in six different cities, I tracked the double-digit killings and shootings. And we've had, across the country, 600 murders in those 6 weeks. And I'm just curious, as you were putting your piece together and you're talking about these children in particular that are being hit, what are your thoughts?
Kevin, it was really a tragic 4th of July weekend for a lot of families and, unfortunately, a lot of Black families. There were at least half a dozen children, some as young as 6, 7, 8 years old, who were accidentally shot as a result of this gun violence that is breaking out in a lot of these Democrat-controlled cities. Seeing the faces of these children really just broke my heart. I'll say, you know, I became a mom 10 months ago for the first time, and it definitely hit me differently, imagining losing my child to something like this. Yeah. And I can't help but wonder why these children aren't the faces of Black Lives Matter, because their lives matter. They are so innocent, and for their lives to be taken away at a time when law enforcement is struggling to have any sort of law and order in our cities is just tragic. And it really, nobody should tolerate the idea that we're going to have less law enforcement, not more, when not just innocent Americans are dying, but innocent baby girl and boys. It's just awful.
Well, and Kelsey, I want you to, we didn't talk about it before we went on the air, but did you hear the soundbite of Joe Biden yesterday proclaiming that the police are now the enemy?
Yeah, I really want to know, what is the Democrat answer to this? They don't want to talk about it. They want to talk about the Black lives that have been lost due to police force. And absolutely, we should talk about those. We have talked about those. But there is a bigger problem that is actually taking away more Black lives than inappropriate use of police force. And that is gun violence that's breaking out in these cities. And of course, you know, what's contributing to these? Gangs, coronavirus. Democrat politicians are letting out a lot of criminals from jail early. And these protests that are going on, that we have politicians now who are excusing violence. One thing is leading to another, and innocent people are dying. And you know, what is Joe Biden's response? That is the question. And I really am curious to see what happens on the debate stage when he finally has to face tough questions from both the media and President Trump about what he would do regarding the violence that's breaking out across our United States.
Well, something very interesting happened in our city 30 years ago when a similar crime wave was overtaking the city, and a young prosecutor named Mayor Rudy Giuliani ran for mayor, and he ran on a tough on crime, we'll get your city back under control kind of idea. And I'm almost thinking that that is the very state where the entire nation is at now, and that I cannot help but think that these Democrat mayors that have encouraged this vandalism, these acts of violence, these murders across the country are just I think you're waking up everyday people that are saying this is not the kind of country I want to live in. And so we'll see. I think it's not certainly going to help him going into the fall, but that's another issue altogether. Kelsey, always appreciate your time. Thank you today for your analysis.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a check of health and wellness like we need some on this Thursday. Stay with us.